Howdy, folks. Did you ever notice if you tell a man there's a billion stars in the sky, well, he'll believe it. Tell him it's fresh paint and he has to stick his finger in it. This is Pat Buttram for delicious double mint chewing gum with just entertainment. Yes, sir, it's just entertainment. Only, I don't feel too entertaining today. Bills, bills, bills. The morning mail brought me bills from three department stores, two insurance companies, and a fellow who heard me sing last Friday and wants a refund. Also, I got my 1956 income tax blank. You know, I noticed it's printed in larger type than it used to be. I don't know, I reckon it's because folks' eyes are getting weaker looking for deductions. If you're able to break even, you've got 20/20 vision, believe me. There's one nice thing about the income tax, though. It lets me work for the government without passing a civil service examination. And another nice thing, they let a man, you know, they let him deduct $600 for his wife. Well, that's about right. You know, if any wife who can't sweet talk her husband out of at least $600 a year, well, she's not worth the nuclear fission to blow her up. Well, now we will open today's concert with a song by Miss Paula Richards. I'm in the mood for love.
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars we're under. I'm in the mood for love. Why stop to think of weather? This little dream might fade. We put our hearts together. If there's a cloud above, if it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
Oh, mighty fine, Paula. I like that part about if it rains, we'll let it. I mean, what else are you going to do about it? But, I tell you, Paula, she's real convenient to have around in case you like good singing. Speaking of convenience, that's where double mint gum really shines, too. You can enjoy it just about any time or any place, and well, that's the whole story. No muss, no fuss, or complications. So being it's that easy, make a special point to chew delicious double mint after every meal, will you? Because the steady, healthful chewing cleans your teeth. And besides being beneficial for your teeth, well, chewing delicious double mint tops off your meal with such a nice touch. So from now on, you remind yourself of it. chew helpful double mint gum after every meal. Well, today the Jack Halloran Quartet have a song that'll slay you. The Slay. That's rather clever, I thought.
Lightly flying o'er the snow with a hey, ha, 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 ho, ha, ho, with sleigh bells ringing, gaily singing, merrily we go. All the world a blanket white of snow, so cold and crisp and light, with sharp winds blowing, we are going onward through the night. Hey, ah, ho, la, hey, ah, ho, la. Lightly flying o'er the snow with a hey, ha, 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 ho, ha, ho, with sleigh bells ringing, gaily singing, merrily we go. Oh, hallo, merrily on we go. Oh, hallo, merrily on we go. Lightly flying o'er the snow with a hey, ha, 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 ho, ha, ho, with sleigh bells ringing, gaily singing, merrily we go. All the world a blanket white of snow, so cold and crisp and light, with sharp winds blowing, we are going onward through the night. Hey, ah, oh, la, hey, ah, oh, la. Lightly flying o'er the snow with a hey, ha, 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 ho, ha, ho, with sleigh bells ringing, gaily singing, merrily we go. Oh, hallo, merrily on we go. Oh, hallo, merrily on we go. Ah,
I believe that's the most laughing they've ever done on this program. You know, I was reading in the papers that 60% of Americans today are church members. And I think that's real good. But I don't know, with some folks, I've noticed church going is too once a weeky, you know, like a Saturday night bath. And you can't get rid of 6 days dirt with one dunking. And you can't expect to travel the glory road on 1 gallon of gas. Now, some folks think all they have to do to get to heaven is just put on a clean collar, go to church, and drop some loose change on the collection plate and say amen a couple of times every month. I'll tell you, if they gave as little time to earning a living as they do to earning a happy hereafter, well, they'd starve to death, believe me. Well, let's get to the information part of our program here, the Buttram Bonus. Yes, sir, it's Buttram Bonus time, and today I'm going to shed a nostalgic tear for that picturesque character of early America, the medicine man. Here's how it was. In almost any small town in all parts of America, well, a wagon drawn by two horses would roll in late in the afternoon and park right in the center of town. And the owner of the wagon, he always called himself Doc something or other, and he wore whiskers and a battered stovepipe hat and usually had a fancy vest with a heavy gold watch chain strung across it. And the first thing he did was to put up a big sign on the wagon saying, "Big free show tonight." And when it got dark, well, Doc brought out two kerosene torches and put one at each end of a little stage on the wagon. And then Doc would stand for a minute looking over the crowd that had gathered around. And about this time, a fella dressed like a minstrel man, he had come out of the inside of the wagon and began plunking a banjo and singing songs from the hit parade of the times. You know, "Oh, those golden slippers, hear them bells, only a bird in a gilded cage, and everywhere you go, sunshine follows you," things like that. Well, after he had the crowd warmed up, well, then Doc went into his spiel. In one hand, he held up a bottle of Dr. Smith's amazing home remedy, "Good for What Ailed You." This remedy, Doc said, would It'd cure rheumatism, kill dandruff, remove warts, restore hair, cure earache, toothache, headache, stomach ache. You ache it, the amazing home remedy unached it. Well, the regular price was $1, but because Doc had a soft heart and loved people, he was letting it go tonight for a mere 50 cents a bottle. And with each bottle, he was giving away absolutely free a genuine, solid, gold-plated toothpick. Now, Doc said if his medicine didn't make you feel better in 24 hours, well, he'd give you back your money, and you could keep the solid, gold-plated toothpick. And trouble was, after 24 hours, the Doc was long gone. Of course, I think he is showing up these days doing commercials on television, but funny thing, lots of folks swore that the medicine that the old Doc gave out really cured him, which just goes to show what colored water with a dash of neutral spirits can do sometimes. Well, that's the Buttram bonus for today. Now, while I sit over here and use my solid gold-plated toothpick, well, here's Paula Richards singing Stars Fell on Alabama.
We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
Well, remember, friends, treat yourself to some real cheerful chewing with double mint gum. It can make your whole day brighter because double mint gives you such enjoyable, long-lasting pleasure. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and I know a woman who's so versatile in the kitchen that she can cook with just any old kind of a can opener. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.